This is Brother Peter Diamond, VaticanCatholic.com. Saint Boniface was the 8th century apostle to the Germans. He was also a martyr. During his life, he corresponded with popes, bishops, and sovereigns. In a letter of admonition to King Ethelbald, the King of Mercia at the time, an area that would now be considered the English Midlands, Saint Boniface declared that numerous kings of the period are in hell. Saint Boniface informed King Ethelbald that Osred, King of Deira and Bernicia, went to hell. He also said that King Ethelbald's predecessor, King Ceolred, was certainly in hell. The letter is dated to AD 746 or 747. Quote, "Ever since St. Gregory sent missionaries to convert the English people to the Catholic faith, the privileges of the Church remained inviolate and sacrosanct until the days of Ceolred, King of Mercia, and Osred, King of Deira and Bernicia. At the evil suggestion of the devil, these two kings showed, by their accursed example, how these two deadly sins could be committed publicly against the commands of the gospel and the teachings of our Savior. They persisted in their crimes, namely in the violation and seduction of nuns and the destruction of monasteries, until they were condemned by the just judgment of God and cast down from their royal state, overtaken by sudden and terrible death, deprived of eternal light, and plunged into the depths of hell. For while Ceolred, your Highness's predecessor, as those who are present testify, sat feasting amidst his nobles, an evil spirit which had seduced him into defying the law of God suddenly struck him with madness, so that still in his sins, without repentance or confession, raving mad, gibbering with demons and cursing the priests of God, he departed from this life and went certainly to the torments of hell." End quote. That's quoted in The Anglo-Saxon Missionaries in Germany, Sheed and Ward, 1952, page 125. Note that in this letter, St. Boniface does not base his conclusion that the kings went to hell on a vision or a special revelation that he received. Rather, his conclusion flowed directly from what he knew about the kings in the external forum. It's true that a monk of St. Boniface's time, with whom St. Boniface conversed, did claim to have received a vision of King Ceolred being tormented by demons. However, St. Boniface does not use that as the basis for his conclusion in his letter to King Ethelbald. Moreover, St. Boniface declared that King Osred also went to hell, concerning whom no vision was reported, and he came to that conclusion based on Osred's actions in the external forum. This is very interesting because it constitutes more evidence that Catholics can form definite conclusions that certain people are on the road to hell, based on their actions or beliefs. Catholics can also form definite conclusions that others died in a state in which they certainly went to hell. There are individuals who were baptized into the true faith, and who died in the external forum with the true faith, concerning whom a Catholic cannot form a definite conclusion about their eternal fate. But with people who clearly die in grave sin or outside the faith, either because they never embraced the faith, or after having embraced it they rejected it in one or more areas, conclusions can be formed. Those conclusions flow directly from the infallible teaching of the Church that certain activity places a person outside the faith or in grave sin, and those who die outside the faith or in grave sin definitely go to hell. St. Boniface's conclusion is understood by those with the true supernatural Catholic faith, but it is foreign to modernist heretics, false traditionalists, and believers in salvation outside the Church. In fact, his statement would have to be anathematized by many modernist heretics in our day, especially those who hold the "you can't judge" heresy, whereas true Catholics recognize that his conclusion flowed directly from faith.